Well, don't get too comfortable because this isn't going to take very long. But have you ever gone through a time when you felt like you couldn't do anything right? That was me this last week at work. The short version of the story goes something like this. Wednesday, I was late and too stupid to call ahead. And Thursday, I made a series of decisions that resulted in my class being unsupervised in my classroom without me. And the assistant principal caught only enough of this to cause some big concerns. To completely understand why both of these are so important, first you need to know that to a school, a classroom without a supervisor is a massive liability. And second, that I work for a contractor that supplies computer lab teachers to schools. I don't work with the school directly. And since the school I work with is our client, that changes some of the things up. Because when working with our client schools, and this is something I was told kind of in the events going on, one of these two things in the past has been enough for a school administration to start looking for every single little thing they don't like about an instructor. And this will typically result in that school not re-upping their contract in coming years. And I managed to do two of those things 2 days in a row. So this past Thursday, kind of in the thickest part of it for me emotionally, I'm at my parents' house because it's our family game night every week on Thursdays. And I'm sitting there, I'm just doing everything I can not to explode and die from stress and anxiety. While I try to tell my mom about all of the insanity happening and how on Friday morning I have a meeting to go into with the principal and the assistant principal about what had just happened. At the end of a significantly more lengthy version of the story I'm telling, my mom looked at me and the only thing she said was, make sure you pray about it before you go in tomorrow and God will give you the words to say. And words he gave, but I'll come back to that soon. I was asked to talk about Psalm 43 today. So go ahead and turn there. And you'll want to read along because I'm pretty sure my translation is going to be very different from yours. But after I read this, I just had to kind of sit back and laugh for a minute. So I'll give you a second. Represent me, my God, and plead my case to my employer. Rescue me from those who have the power to fire me. You are God, my stronghold. How did I mess up so bad? Why must I go about anxious, oppressed by my poor choices? Send me your light and your faithful care. Let them lead me. Let them bring me to your holy mountain, to the place where you dwell. Then I will go to the altar of God, to God, my joy and my delight. I will praise you with the lyre, O God, my God. Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God. So I changed some of the words. The original isn't a perfect allegory for my situation. I mean, David led a kingdom and fought armies, and when he wrote this, his life was likely on the line. I teach kids and fix computers, and when I changed it, I was scared that I'd have to move back into my parents' house. But what I did is I turned the psalm into a much more eloquent version of the prayer I gave that night. Rather than asking God to give me the words to say, I just asked him to help. And I don't know why that happened. I'm pretty sure I didn't make a conscious choice to do it. It just kind of came out that way. It's probably also worth noting that in my prayer, I didn't tell God I was going to go to the altar and make a sacrifice after he helped me. But that is just something on the side. So I arrive at school Friday morning, and I go in, and I'm ready to meet with the principals. And the first words they say to me are, relax, you'll be okay. What? I showed up ready to go on the defensive And they wiped out my defense in 4 words. You're supposed to be angrily waiting for me to tell you what happened in magic words that God's going to give me that are going to save my job. What's this relaxed stuff? The whole meeting turned into a discussion simply about what I could have done better to not let a situation like this happen again. See, on Thursday, on my way to my parents' house, I called my boss because I wanted to talk to him about it before facing certain doom. And in doing so, I told him the entire story of what happened on Thursday. He took it upon himself to deliver that message to the principals for me, so their anger and their confusion was diffused before I was even on campus Friday morning. God gave me words, but they weren't delivered by my mouth. He removed the entire situation where I probably would have said something stupid and made it worse, because that's what I do when people are mad at me. So if you're in a hard spot, pray about it. Ask God for help. And if you want someone else to pray for you, like my parents prayed for me, come forward and ask while we sing.